Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Raymore Hart. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raymore Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. More Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Warner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is hit by the pitch. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Maynisch moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Musil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. Maynisch tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musil moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Noone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynish. Combs reaches second base with a double. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 0 for 1 in the game. Morehart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Collins and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Lazare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 1 in the game. Noon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hoyt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 0 for 2 in the game. Morehart hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a pop-up towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazare is walked intentionally. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. Lazare moves to second. It's Yankees, 2, Tigers, 2. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig scores. Lazare moves to third. Dugan moves to second. It's 3-2, Yankees. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazare scores. Dugan scores. Collins moves to third. It's 5-2, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Yankees. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 0 for 3 in the game. Morehart takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart misplays the ball. That's an error on Morehart. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morehart. Wingo scores. Noon moves to third. Tavener moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Yankees. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazare. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Lazare steals second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball four. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hoyt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Collins moves to second. It's 8-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Woodall for a passed ball. Collins moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Warner reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Warner scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Yankees. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maynish hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Maynish scores. It's 8-5, Yankees. Bob Schocke now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hankins now pitching. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morehart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Hankins covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive towards the mound. Hankins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noon hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavner moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Don Hankins. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Moore Hart fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Musel steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schottky fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.